It was almost worthy of a standing ovation. Like, I caught a coworker lying to the boss. Fibbing to the boss. And I'm like, oh my gosh. You did not. You just lied to the boss why something got screwed up.
So in your head, you saw the lie and you thought of just standing up and doing like a slow clap.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's incredible. Straight face and everything, huh? So the boss called him out for something that got screwed up here.
Mm.
Without going into too much detail, the gist of it is he threw somebody else under the bus. He dodged it entirely, where he removed himself for the reason why the thing got screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And now the question is, would it be jerk or justified if I went up to the boss today and cleared the record?
My first inkling thinking is that's the jerk move.
Me too?
Yeah. For you to go to the boss and be like, tattletale?
Well, yeah, but
narc.
It's not fair to the other coworkers that weren't even there to defend themselves.
It's had nothing to do with you. I mean, okay. Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified to go and tell the boss about the lie?
Snitches get stitches. You can't.
Oh, man. I didn't know we were on the streets.
That would be, I'm going to translate that to that
jerk.
Jerk.
But isn't it wrong to let the other coworkers look bad? They look like they can't do their job, but it wasn't really them. It was the dude who lied.
I know, but you can't get yourself involved. It doesn't involve you.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with it. And guess what? When those coworkers that got thrown under the bus realize they got thrown under the bus, what are the chances they're not going to say anything? They're going to say something. It's gonna come to a head.
I don't know. I don't even know if the boss will confront the I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just going to, okay.
All right. Thanks, man. Jerk it is. 2222899.
Sorry, Sandy. It's a jerk. I just think it doesn't involve you, so just kind of stay out of it.
So if something got screwed up at work at your place of employment and another coworker threw you under the bus, you not knowing you were the one that got blamed for it, you would be okay with nobody setting the record straight?
I wouldn't know about it, so what does it matter?
Yeah, but your boss is going to think you're not able to do your job right.
Okay. I see where you're coming from a little bit. Okay, maybe I've changed it a little bit. It maybe depends on what it is.
Mm. Well,
if it's really bad, then okay. But if it's like if it's like a little white lie, like, just don't get involved.
Nobody's going to get fired over it. I know that.
Mm.
We're
okay.
Forgiving here at Entercom.
Yes.
Nobody's getting fired.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day, guys.
You too. It's 222 Buzz. You don't want to get involved. That's politics. That's like, then people start judging you and people start like, you lose friends.
It's kind of like when you witness a crime, not to say anything.
Oh,
no. You have
to. Come on. Was it a crime?
This is a crime. This is a crime. This is a workplace crime.
No, it's not a crime.
It is so.
Did it cost us money? Did it endanger anyone's well-being?
Well, the coworker that I saw lying to the boss removed himself from the situation of why it got screwed up and threw other people under the bus. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You can't point the finger at someone else when it was you.
Buzz, jerk or justified?
I think she's totally justified.
To narc on a coworker is basically what it is.
If someone told the boss that you did something that you didn't and nobody stood up for you, how would you feel?
Yes, exactly.
When I found out, I would stand up for me. I would be like, no, wrong.
I don't know if they're going
to
ever find out.
How are you supposed to find out if nobody says anything?
But if I never find out, then no harm, no foul.
Yes, it is because it takes
the
image.
Yes, because the boss is going to think that you're less of a worker than you are.
Yes. Oh, yes,
I don't
absolutely.
Know. I still thought, all right, I'll take
you. Even if you don't tell the boss, you should say something to the coworkers.
So now you've become the office snitch, and then that might even be more of a detriment than your boss thinking that you're not
100%. No, that's fine. I'll be the office goody-goody.
You know what? I would feel better about myself knowing that I stood up for my coworkers when someone else lied. And I'm willing to be an office snitch to feel good about myself.
Okay, good. See, you and me, we're the liar police.
No. You're the Karen of the workplace.
That's fine.
Thanks, Karens. The Karens, all of you. Thank you. Oh, by the way, just an editor's note, no offense to any Karens out there. Judgment zone, jerk or justified?
All right. It depends. If it's really big, I was going to say jerk, but if it's really big where this other person could be written off and
it's not that severe. He just looks like
a jerk.
Sure.
Really? God, I would hate to have the boss thinking that I am incompetent. So if somebody else is going to throw me under the bus for their screw up, I would be TO'd.
And that person's got to defend themselves.
Yeah, but they don't know.
What they don't know won't hurt them.
I can't just go to the boss politely and be like, hey, I'm just letting you know, I witnessed the lie. I wanted to give it a standing ovation. It was fantastic. But here's what really happened.
And that person might do it again and again. But if it was a big deal, I would say justified. But you said it wasn't. So it's jerk.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
I would say it should be justified.
Oh, explain why.
Well, I'm boss.
Uh-huh.
And if one of my employees lied to my face, and someone saw it and didn't tell me, it could affect the other person's performance reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It could affect the way, you know, anything. It could be a trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
And, like, I've been listening, and nobody is saying anything about how this can affect somebody's career path later on.
Mm, interesting.
So I would say if she was just to let the boss know, maybe that's not completely true what you were told yesterday, so that he can further investigate. I think that might be the safe way to go.
And then I look like an ally to the boss. Now I'm like the go-to girl.
Now you look like a suck-up.
Yeah, that's all right.
Brown noser.
Not even a suck-up, but it gives more clout to the team.
Yeah.
Thank you. Like
222 Buzz.
If we get one more justified, this next call that you pick up, this next juror.
Mm-hmm.
Is justified. It'll tie it up.
Oh, is a jerker justified to tie it?
Yeah, I would say Sandy's justified.
Oh, man, you're on a tie now?
Jury.
Oh, dude. All right, let's do this one. Hi to Buzz. Jerker justified to put it over the edge.
That's a total jerk move. With her being Italian, she should know what happens to people that snitch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.